Blog Talk Radio.
Is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. You don't want to go out there and commit a sin and not know what the consequence is. Even if you did commit the sin and you know what the consequence is, you don't want that. You don't want to suffer that way. Turn your Bibles to, I keep telling you, or whoever is listening, to read Genesis chapter 15. Well, today I have taken up that I want you all to know. And that's Genesis, spelled G-E-N-E-S-I-S, 15, verse. I am going to start at verse 8. Well, maybe this is verse 13. I have been having problems today with seeing, so I think it's verse 13. And he said unto Abram, now the he is our father in heaven. That time Jesus had not come down yet. Well, and our father was talking with Abram, who later had his name changed. Well, he changed his name to Abraham. It says here, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land, and that's us, that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And this is what I wanted you to know. This is why I know that the Bible is talking about us sheep. We are the lost sheep. And then I want you to go down to Genesis, the same chapter. Chapter 18. And the Lord, in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying unto thy seed. I have given this land from the river of Egypt until the great river, the Euphrates. And that's what I want you sheep to know. This America is not our land, and it's going to change when we start obeying the Lord, when we start doing what this Bible says, and we're going to get it back. And those who obey him and stop going out and trying to party and have a good time. And, well, you can go out and party and have a good time, but usually the devil is lurking around if you go to some nightclub and want to get you in trouble. So I hope that you understand. I want you to read chapter 15 in its entirety, and you pay close attention. I can't see really well right now. I think it's verse 13, and then I want you to pay close attention to verse 18 of Genesis chapter 15. I hope that you have learned something and written down what I want you to know. And if you do that, you'll be knowing as much as I know. And I'm telling you, and I want you to learn what I know. Now, on my, I'm looking at the computer. It says on my page, I am to read Numbers 1 and then Numbers 2. But I don't read that fast. I am still in Leviticus at chapter 27. So that's where I'm going to read. And probably Monday or Sunday, maybe I'll go in and maybe try to catch up. If not, I will read Numbers 1 and 2 at another day. Right now, sheep, I want you all, let's have a prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, thank you for choosing us out of the world. And now that we know that we are the only ones, and you're going to choose us again, thank you, thank you, thank you to the highest. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for letting me hear you when you called me out of the world. You did. You called me out. And I heard your voice in a dream, and you told me what to do. And it took me many years to try to do what you told me to do because I was so afraid of the public. And you can hear on this station that I'm on now. Sometimes someone laughs at me and make noises that I can hear, but I have to go on in your will, and I have to take that. I don't want to take it anymore. So if you can find me another place to go, I will be gone as soon as I possibly can, even though Blog Talk Radio has helped me grow into the woman that I am now. I have learned to speak better, read better, but I just can't stand the noises that I hear sometime within the phone. Father, thank you for blessing me to hear your voice. And not only that, thank you for giving me courage to do what I do. Thank you for sound mind, excellent health, and prosperity. I hope that you bless us as in Proverbs 13 and 22, where the wealth of the sinners are laid up for the just. And right now, Father, I think I am just. I really do. And I want some of that money or the wealth of the sinners. I would like to have some of it today, right now, no matter what they say. And when I say they, I'm talking about the people who rule the world. continue to bless us with prosperity, Father. No matter how hard Satan tries to stop us, Satan and his imps, they will try to stop us. We don't follow them. We follow you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. We thank you for opening our eyes and ears and giving us courage to follow and do what you allow us to do. We thank you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show to all who are listening. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening. And I think that you should read Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, where it tells you evening starts the next day. And that's why I'm telling you, happy Sabbath to everyone, because this is the evening and it's starting the next day. Tomorrow is Sabbath until evening time. So this is the morning of Sabbath, and the Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And you'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, although today I've been having trouble with my eyesight. And I couldn't understand when I was reading a moment ago if it was 13 or 20, 18 or what. I couldn't see what it was. But I'm trying to do my best, because that's what I do for God, my best. Now, sheep, I ask that you always have your three P's handy, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any reference scripture that I may state. Just as I told you earlier, like Genesis, I think it was 15. Genesis 15. I want you to read it all, though. Genesis 15, and it may have been Genesis 18. I'm trying to look back now in my Bible and see where it was without losing my pages. Oh, Jesus. Just bear with me. It was over near here somewhere. Genesis, I think I have one more page to turn, and I will tell you what I read. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, I could not find it. I think it was Genesis 15 through maybe 16, where it tells you that we have 400 years to be a slave in this country. And then when I was in school many years ago in my history class, and I have the book here somewhere at this house where it says that we were brought here in the United States as slaves in 1619, and it was June. I can't remember the date, but it was in June. I think it was around June the 13th, 14th, 15th, but it was in June, and that was in 1619. So in June of this year, in 2019, our 400 years will be up, and we are to leave this country. They're going to give us plenty. We're going to come away with wealth, as I understand it. Another thing, children, what I call you sheep, I want you to read Isaiah chapter 14. That's what I want you to read, so that you will know, you will not be caught by surprise if you don't know. Let me tell you, it's Isaiah chapter 13. Start at verses 6, which says, "How ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. There shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in the pain as a woman in travail." And travail is like when she's having a baby. They will be painful. That they shall be amazed one to another. Their faces shall be like flames. And I say, whose face be like flames? The white man. His face is either pink or red when he gets mad or scared. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel and with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. He shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. So I want you, sheep, to read that. I think it starts at verse 7 or verse 6. And this is Isaiah, I-S-A-I-A-H, verse 13. And I want you to read, to finish reading probably at verse 20. In fact, you probably should read all of it, since your pastors refuse to bring it to you. I will bring just some of it to you. Nonetheless, let me get back to Leviticus chapter 27, and hopefully my father will, I will be able to see it. I have been having trouble all day with my eyesight. So I understand what you're going through when you get old and your sight starts disappearing. And I hope that my father allows me to read the entire Bible to you, sheep, before my sight disappears. If it's going to disappear, I hope not. Verse 27 of Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel." And black people, we are the children of Israel. You don't know it. We have been lied to. Everything that comes out of you-know-who's mouth is lie. Look at the president. Oh, the person that calls himself president. A lot of stuff comes out of his mouth. It's not true. "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them," "when a man shall make a singular vow, the person shall be for the Lord by generation, by thy estimation, and thy estimation shall be of the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old, even thy estimation." And that estimation is like a value. "Shall be 50 shekels of silver." And I think that 50 shekels of silver is equal to 600 in today's date. After the shekels of the sanctuary, verse 4, and it shall be a female, then thy estimation or value shall be 30 shekels. And if it be from 5 years old, even until 20 years old, then thy estimation for their value shall be of a male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it be from a month old, even unto 5 years old, then thy value, the estimation, shall be of the male 5 years of silver. And let me try to read that back to you, because I'm not understanding it myself. And if it be from a month old, even unto 5 years old, then thou value shall be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and of the female that value, the estimation is the value, shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if it be from 60 years old and above, if it be a male, then the estimation, again, I'm telling you that estimation, instead of saying estimation, say value, shall be 15 shekels, and for the female, 10 shekels. But if he be poor, then by estimation, then it shall be presented him. Let me read that again. But if he be poor, then thy estimation, then he shall present himself before the Lord, before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability, that thou shall be priest. I don't understand what's happening with my eyes. Excuse me, I'm having difficulty seeing. And if a beast thereof men bring an offering unto the Lord, all that any man giveth of God, help me. Excuse me, I'm having difficulty seeing. Study, priest. I don't know what that word is saying. 6 units unto the Lord shall be holy. And God help me. Excuse me, see, I'm going through a difficult time right now trying to read this to you. I don't know why that is. I'm at verse 10, chapter 27. He shall not alter it, nor change it, a good or a bad, for a bad, for a good, or a bad, for a good. If he shall at all change beast for beast, then it shall, then it and the exchange thereof shall be holy. And if it be an unclean beast of which they cannot offer at the sanctuary unto the Lord, then he shall present the beast before priests shall value it, whether it be good or bad, as thou value it. Who are the priests, or shall it be? But it will at the redeem. Let me read verse 13 again. But he, if he will at the redeem it, then he shall add a fifth part thereof unto the estimation or the value. And when a man shall sanctify the house to be holy unto the Lord, then the priest shall estimate it, whether it be good or bad. Excuse me, see if I had the belt. As the priest shall estimate it, so shall it stand. And if he that sanctify it will redeem his house, then he shall add one-fifth part of the money of the estimation unto it, and it shall be his. Verse 16, and if a man shall sanctify unto the Lord some part of a field of his possession, then thy estimation shall be according to the seed thereof, and homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctify his field from year in the year of Jubilee, according to the estimation, it shall stand. But if he sanctify the field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon unto him the money according to the years that remain, even unto the year's Jubilee, and it shall be abated. Abated means lessened or reduced from thy estimation. And if he that sanctifies the field, it will be, that, excuse me, let me read verse 19. Let me try to read verse 19. I should be finished with this. And my eyesight has been messing with me all day. I don't know why, Lord. Please help me. Oh. Verse 19. And if he that sanctify the field will in any wise redeem it, then he shall add the fifth part of the money of the estimation unto it, and it shall be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he have sold the field to another man, it shall be redeemed anymore. But in Shebamit, verse 21 of chapter 27, so that you can read it too. You need to read this for yourself to really get an understanding, because I'm having difficulty seeing it, but I must go on because I'm doing my best for my God. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, shall be holy unto the Lord, as the field devoted. The possession thereof shall be priests. And if a man sanctify unto the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not of the field of his possession, then the priest shall reckon unto him the worth of the estimation That means the value of the field, even unto the year of Jubilee, and shall give thine estimation unto the year of the Jubilee, and he shall give thine estimation in that day as a holy thing unto the Lord. I'm trying to turn pages here, in the year of the Jubilee, the field shall be returned unto him of whom it was bought, even to him of whom the possession of the land did belong. And all thy estimation shall be according to the shekels of the sanctuary. 20 graphs shall be the shekels. And I should have looked that word up. It's G-E-R-A-H-S. I think that's what it said. Verse 26. Only the firstling of the beast shall, which should be of the firstling of a man, shall sanctify it, whether it be a sheep, it is the Lord. And if it be of an unclean beast, then he shall redeem it according to thy estimation, and shall add a fifth part of it thereof, for it shall not be redeemed. Then it shall be sold according to thy estimation. Who's standing? No devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he has, both of man and beast, and he and the field of his possession shall be sold or redeemed. I'm turning my head trying to see what that word is. Well, I'm going to say devoted thing, if most holy unto the Lord. None of the non-devoted which shall be devoted to men, but shall surely be put to death. And Sheba, I want you to read this for yourself, because you can see better. Perhaps you can see better than what I am. And all day today, I've been having problems seeing. That might be verse 30. And all the tithes of the land, whether of the seed or of the land or of the fruit of the trees it bears, it is the Lord. It is holy unto the Lord. And if a man shall at all redeem out of the tithes, he shall add thereof the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the land or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. He shall not search whether it shall be good or bad, neither shall he change it, and if he changes it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. And that is the reading of chapter 27. And I knew that I could not, I don't know what the problem is. I know that when you get older, you have problems seeing. Well, let me say a closing word of prayer to you all, to your sheep who were listening to me. Remember, I tried to do my best in a closing prayer. We thank you, Father, for being our protector day and night and from all the evils that are brought upon us. I don't know why I'm having problems with my sight tonight, but I thank you anyway for keeping us sheep away from Satan. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you either tomorrow or Monday. And maybe I want to start reading Numbers, because we are going into Numbers. And when I was seeing good the day before, I had read Numbers, and I was happy because it was like that's where the first census was taken. And you know, I'm saying that the census, black people started the census, the Hebrews started the census, and that was. I was happy about reading that because we don't know. And when I was in church, no one explained that to me. And I'm getting old and my eyesight is going bad. Help me, Father, in heaven. I know as I said that to Satan, he probably would be trying to help me right away. But I don't want anything Satan has. He is not to help me. If my sight goes, it goes because of old age. And that's the way it is. Also, sheep, I want to tell you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 fiction books, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. That's spelled S-O-N-D-R-A. Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. You would be helping me if you were to go and purchase those books. And hopefully my eyesight will be getting better. I don't know what all day to this day I have had bad eyesight. And Baba, please help me from having this. I don't like having bad eyesight. Remember, sheep, I want you to read for yourselves where I will be starting at in Numbers 1 and 2. Let me go back to what I can try to read to you what Leviticus said, because I want you sheep to know that. It says here, Leviticus is God's guidebook for his newly redeemed people, and the Hebrews were his people then, and they are still going to be in the end. Like Martin Luther King said, Junior said, he may not get there with you, but we as a people, we are going to the promised land. And it's saying that he redeemed us. Now, let's see what else I want you to know. It says Leviticus focuses on worship and walk of the nation of God. Israel was redeemed and established at a kingdom, as a kingdom, a priest and holy, as a holy nation. Leviticus shows God's people how to fill their priestly call. That's right. He tells us the rules that we should follow. You know, he gives us the Ten Commandments as well as other commandments, and we should follow those that he has given us. Now, see, I'm going to let the last 3 minutes of this record play, God is Love by Lionel Richie. And God is love. God loves you. And I know he loves me as well. I don't know why my sight is just messing up so bad.
Smart man.